Okay, all right, let me know if there's a problem, but I'm assuming that you hear me, and we have this new fancy microphone. Okay. You're going to have interference if you're on there. Okay. We ended off last time discussing the requirement of Ian. And at the part of common paydays outlines as being the precursor to the Takanas Ezra of Chafifa. We discussed in the Machlokas Rishonim what Ian consists of, whether simply observing alone is sufficient, or does Ian require Rechitza, as many Rishonim hold. And we left off noting the Mechaber writes in Sifches that Ian as such is ma'akiv even b'di'eved, given that the requirement of Ian is min ha-Torah. Chachmas Adam has a comment at the beginning of Klal Kuf Kaf, what is the nature of this requirement of Ian? So Chachmas Adam writes, Kevan d'men ha-Torah aser lios chatzitza b'tfila. So min ha-Torah, you can have a chatzitza. The Kal Davar shehu b'cheskas tuma eino yotzei mi'cheskaso ela ayidei b'dika. So anything that has a cheskas tuma requires a bedika to be motzi mi'cheskaso. Lefikach min ha-Torah tzricha isha livdok ula ayin b'besara u'besara. Samach l'tvila samamish. That the requirement for Ian is that because you can't have a chatzitza, and tfila serves to remove a cheskas tuma, so you need to do bedika to ensure that that tfila is going to be kedin, that there's not going to be a chatzitza that will be an impediment to the tfila. Some of the contemporary svarim raise the following question, that how exactly does this all fit together, the requirement of Ian min ha-Torah? Min ha-Torah, if Ian comes to preclude a possible chatzitza, so min ha-Torah, as we'll discuss in the next round this year, and min ha-Torah, chatzitza is only a problem if it's rubo hamakdid. You have to have a chatzitza on rov, and there has to be a chatzitza makdid. So if you assume, like the many Rishonim, and we'll get to this in due time, that we're looking at rov, you look at rov of the entire body, as opposed to rov of sear on its own, or the Meiri has a shita on its own. Most of you should assume that when we talk about Ruba Hamakri, can grow over the entire body. So min ha-Torah, chatzitza is only going to be a problem if you have rov of the entire body that you're makbid on. So what is this Ian? What requires such a caution to check that there's no chatzitza on Ruba Hamakri? That doesn't seem to be such a high threshold to determine that you don't have a chatzitza on most of your body. So Rabbi Morgenstern writes that he asked this question of Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv, basically, the way he presents it, said, Enochami, that the Ian that you need is not necessarily a very rigorous Ian. You just have to tack a check that there's no chatzitza on Rav Gufo. And Rabbi Morgenstern leaves that with a little bit of a tzarech beer, is that, does that really make sense? Rabbi Karp, if I understand him correctly, I think he's saying the following to answer this question, that it's true that min ha-Torah, a chatzitza's only problem if it's rubo ha-makbid. However, what does it mean to have what is the impediment of chatzitza? What's the problem of chatzitza? We'll talk about this in due time as well. But chatzitza essentially means that you're not having tefillas kol gufo b'mayim. The tefillah requires that the entire body is submerged in the water. So if you have a chatzitza, so there's part of the body that's effectively not being submerged because there's a barrier between the body and the water. Min ha-Torah, if you have a chatzitza b'niyot, if you have a chatzitza b'rov she'ena makbid, what that means to say is that that chatzitza is batal to the body. It's not that it's not there. It's that halachically we view that as batal to the body, and therefore that doesn't pose a daraisa impediment to rechitzas kol gufo b'mayim. We view that as rechitzas kol gufo because that chatzitza is batal to the rest of the body. Even so, there may be a different level, a kind of lechachila, if you will, that you don't want to rely on that kind of a bittel. And even on a total level, there's some kind of a lechachila not to have a chatzitza even b'miyuta. That you shouldn't have to rely on saying that that's batel to the guf. So maybe even on a deraisa level, there's some value to ensuring that there isn't a chatzitza on miyut or on she'ena makbet. So you can take a look. I think it's footnote 2 in the chapter on chafifa. I believe he doesn't spell that out 100%. I believe that's where he's going with that suggestion. So you can think about that. Yeah.
It's still a little strange that even would be ma'afi.
Right, correct. If you take that kind of mahalach, you still have to figure out, so why is that going to be ma'akif? Correct. So it could be the question is better than the answer, or both of the answers, but that's something to maybe give some thought. What does it mean to talk about Ian min hatara? Okay, now be that as it may, so the Taz writes as follows in So the Mechaber writes in Sif Aleph Tachov Kol Gufa. Says the Taz Lashon Mashma Debeina and Tchila Iyun Bedika B'Chol Gufa. That the first step is to do Iyun and Bedika on the entire body. Ve'Afrikach Tasa Chafifa B'Chol Gufa. And then you do Chafifa B'Chol Gufa because Mechaber writes B'Chol Gufa. V'Hu Tamua Damai L'Sagi B'Chafifas Kol Guf L'Chut. So why? What does Iyun add once you're doing chafifa? Why isn't chafifa sufficient? What is Iyun accomplishing? What is bedika accomplishing? You're going to do chafifa anyway. You're going to be washing the entire body. Then what does a initial Iyun add to that chafifa? The alpha bish ain't a row and welcome shechafefes. So she may not be looking at where she's doing the chafifa, but that's still sufficient. So if you're going to tell me that Iyun requires actual observing, so that's impossible because there's no requirement that you observe areas of the body that you can't easily access. If you needed to be an ayin literally to check visually your hair, then you'd have to employ someone else for that purpose, and we don't find such a requirement. There is a requirement, as we'll see, that you have to have someone checking, but that's only b'shas tefillah to have an attendant, but not b'shas chafifa. No one has to come in with you to the bath to check your hair when you're washing it. Elawat, it must be that the mishmash that you do, the touching, that's sufficient to be mekayim iyun. There's no independent requirement that you have to actually see it with your eyes. So mishmash is sufficient to accomplish bedika slash iyun min hatara. Then kol shekein chafifa is going to be sufficient to accomplish iyun min hatara. V'nira the seifa. So the Taz writes that in a chani is no requirement of Ian once you do chafifa, and Ian is essentially nechlal in chafifa. So yesh b'chama saimana. Nina Torah, you needed to do Iyun, and that's it. But once you're doing Chafifa, Chafifa is Kolel Iyun, and there's no independent requirement of Iyun. So when the Mechaber says that you have to do Iyun, it doesn't really mean, L'maisa, that there's a second step, an initial step of Iyun independent of Chafifa. Nowadays, Chafifa is Kolel everything. And Rabbi Morgenstern points out that that's the mashmos of the Rush and the Kitzur Piskei Rush, where the Rush makes no mention of Iyun. So that might be mashma. And nowadays, once you do Chafifa, there's no independent requirement of Iyun as well. The Sidrei Tara essentially argues on the Taz. The Sidrei Tara in Sefkatan Hay assumes that Iyun Luchud and Chafifa Luchud. That even post Makanas Ezra, when we do Chafifa, there's still an independent requirement of Iyun. And he says that's Mefurish in the Rashman Torah Sabayis, that you have to do Iyun even if you are doing Chafifa. Rabbi Karp points out that even according to Sidrei Tara, however, it's very possible that if you're really doing Chafifa, then the requirement of Iyun is knocked down to a Dirabana. Especially in light of what we noted earlier, that the requirement of that the impediment of Chatzitza min HaTorah is only for Ruba Makbid. So it's almost impossible to imagine a scenario where you did a Chafifa and then you're left with a Chatzitza al Rubo, even Rosa Sayar, to say you'd have a Chatzitza on Rubo after you do a Chafifa is highly unlikely. So in that case, if you did a Chafifa and not an Iyun, then even the Sidrei Tara would have acknowledged that the requirement of Iyun is only the Rabbanan and not Minotaur, meaning it would only make sense that requirement of Iyun is to deal with Chatzitzas Derabanan and not Chatzitzas Min HaTorah. Mayor.
Let's go back for a second to Rabbi Karp's point about the Hatkila of the Yavid. So it seems like if we get the postless that chapter refers to that not having the Hatkila of the Yavid.
Right. Yes. Again, I think that's what he's saying. You take a look. I may be wrong. He doesn't spell that all out, but that sounds like what he's saying. Okay. The Rambam, Perek Beis Mikvaos Halacha Tesayim. Perek Beis Mikvaos Halacha Tesayim. The Rambam writes, Takanas Ezrahi. So the Zman Chafifa we'll get to. But the Rambam's formulation is only Takanas Ezrahi Shetia Isha Chafefes Es Sa'ara V'Acher Katipal. And there's no mention of Iyun. So Rabbi Karp thinks that maybe the Rambam also is assuming that Iyun is essentially Nichlal in Chafifa, once you have the Takanas Ezra Chafifa, and that's why there's no mention of an independent requirement of Iyun. Okay. As far as Chafifa itself, the Gemara has on Samach Vav and Mibbeis, on the top, Amar Meimar Mishmei de Rava, Isha Ratachav al Bechamin. Chafifa must be performed in hot water, with hot water. Of a little bit soning, not with cold water. Afilu Bechame Chama. Even with solar heated water. So in my time alone, what's the chisar in cold water? Nishim dekriri umashri nizaya, says Rashi. What's the problem? Napshin is a saros, it hardens the hair. the ein lichluchan over, and then the dirt, which is the potential chatzis, is not going to come off. So if you color, that's not going to get rid of the chatzis. It's going to and the lichluchan hair is going to remain. Lashon Rambam, very basic is had some in there is makako hair. It makes it not that the issue is removing chatzitzos, but creating chatzitzos. Rashi says the problem is if you use cold water, there are going to be pre-existing chatzitzos that are not going to be removed. And the Rambam says that it's going to essentially create chatzitzos. It's going to cause the hair to clump and to knot. Okay, so the water, the Gemara talks about chamin as being required and sonin as being unacceptable. In Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, Chafifa shemakum seyer lo tiyeh b'mayim karim shafisha misav kenesa seyer al b'mayim chamin has to be hot water mi afil b'chamei chamin sagi hira by the sun tachav v'nes, etc. So the various kinds of soaps or detergents that Chazal speak of that are also problematic that are going to either not get rid of or create chatzitzos. So there's no mention in Shulchan Aruch one way or another, one way or another about poshrin, because you have the extremes of chamin and sonin. What about lukewarm water? So the Chachmas Adam writes in the beginning of Kuf Kaf Aleph that if there's no hot water available, you can use lukewarm water. And that's a shas hak situation. Most poskim assume that's definitely not lechachila, that lechachila is to use authentically hot water, and not just potion. Okay, what is the role of combing in the chafifa process? We had noted that the Rashi in Bava Kamma seems to present the masreik as being fundamental to chafifa. That's how Rashi defines chafifa as combing. Now, presumably, Rashi doesn't mean, aside from the fact that we noted last time, that that seems to be at odds with the Rashi quoted by the Rabbeinu Shmaya, in Artosis in Nida, indicating that Shitas Rashi was at Chafifa, that Chafifa is B'chol HaGuf and not just B'stayar. But leaving that aside, presumably, when Rashi says that Hafifa bin Masreik, it doesn't mean the exclusion of Rechitza, because that's the first of the Gemara we just read, that Hafifa requires a Kamen. Rashi can't mean that. It must mean that it's combing in addition to Rechitza B'chamen. And the Sidrei Tarim of Katan Tess speaks very forcefully against people who would comb their hair without using hot water. As he says, there were women that would comb their hair at home without using water, and then they would go to the mikvah and prepare at the mikvah using water, but they wouldn't comb their hair again. So he says that the ikar srika means after you wash the hair. If you're going to comb the hair when it's dry and then wash it afterwards, and that combing doesn't have the desired effect. So it has to be that you comb the hair when it's wet. Rabbi Morgenstern points out that despite the Sidrei Tara's objection to this practice, the Sidrei Tara doesn't passel the tefillah under the circumstances. It sounds like, b'di'evit, if you did it that way, b'di'evit, if you comb the hair prior to washing it, it would be kosher, but he's not a proponent of doing that. As opposed to the Chachmas Adam, who is Mefurish in Simon in Klal Kuf Kaf Os Beis, that if you did that, if you combed your hair when it's still wet, then you haven't been Yotze Chafifa, even B'di'evet. Even though Rashi presents a Masreik as being fundamental to the Chafifa process, other Rishonim don't present it the same way. Tosos on Samach Hasam and Beis, Dibur Maskel Kach Amru, Tosos writes, the old Yesh Machmiros, She'afapi She'chof Efes, No sosimad masreik besorkos atzman bebeis hatfila. That even though the women did chafifa, they would also comb the hair. That sounds like combing is not fundamentally m'ikir hadin, part of chafifa, but that's a chumrah to comb as well. If you look in the Lashon Ramban, in the Halachos, Perek Tes, Seif Beis, Ketza Din Chafifa Zu, Rochetzes Rosha V'chol Mokom Seir Shebegufa B'mayim Chamin, U'masrekes Osan, O Mifaspeses Osan B'yadeh Yafa Yafa. So one of the components of Chafifa says, Ramban, number one, you have to do Rechitza. Right? Rechitza, B'chol Mokom Seyar, which is a position of Rav Rishonim that is not B'chol Gufa Maker Adin, it's only B'mokom Seyar. And then, Masrekes, O Mifas Peses. Either you comb, or you go like that. What's the English word for... Sorry? Not scratching. If you're rubbing your hands through your hair.
Run your hands.
Running your hands through your fingers through your hair. Yeah. Is there a single English word for that?
That is a single English word. That's hyphen.
Okay, so the Ravan says, yeah, you have a choice. You can either comb with a comb, or you can essentially comb with your fingers without a comb. So there is a second component, but it could either be Bimasreik, or it could be Biadayim, Kadeshatatya Sarasaha Imayaban Kesha. The point is you have to remove the knots. So you can remove the knots with the comb, you can remove the knots with your fingers, as long as you remove the knots and do something to ensure that either option is okay. And that's the impression you get from the presentation of the Chaver is also that Srika is not as critical. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber just wrote, "Tzricha la'adiach beis hashachi beis hasarim shel abimayim v'lisro k'sar rosh ha'yafa b'masrek." But then in Sif Gimel, he says, "Chafifa tzricha liyosech achila samach l'tfilasa." The minhag kasher shetaska lachlof mibod yom v'yosekes b'chafifa ad shetachshach. The Oz Tipple, the Chaymin Akasher, Sha'afa Pisha Chafafa Tisa Ima Masrek, the Beis Atvila, the Tisrok Sham. Thank you. So, what does mechaber mean that svika b'chlal is only a min akasher? Does he mean that svika a second time the base of tefila is a min akasher? Which is essentially that Yesh Machmiras Atosus quoted. So is that Yesh Machmiras to do Srika at all, or Yesh Machmiras to do Srika a second time? Sidri Tar assumes in Sivkat and Tess that the Mechaber here is talking about Srika Bechlal. Mashakatsu and Mechaber, Sosif Gimel, Lechay Mina Kasher, Shaafapi Shechafu Fatisa Yimamasak, Labesa Tvila, Vitisrak Sham, Al Karhach, Bidalokasa Vitisrak Sham Shenis, Alma Dadai Losarka. So it sounds like this is the first time that she's coming. She didn't come at home. She's coming for the first time now. Vila Haki Karele Chafifa Al Shem Mechisa Samayim. And yet, Chafifa is still a valid Chafifa without the Srika, because she's only using the Masreik later. Shlomo the Afagad the Lasar Kabrishon and Karle Chafifa, Al Shem Hapispus, Shaisa Mifas Pesis, says be a day, it should probably be a da. So, Sidri Tara thinks initially, that in the Mechaber doesn't spell out the use of pispus instead of srika. Again, the Mechaber in Sif Aleph says, Tzarech la'diach beis ha'shachi beis ha'starim shelo b'mayim, v'lisra k'sar rosh ha'yafa b'masreik, v'chei tzricha isha la'ayim b'atzma, u'badekh kol guf v'samuch ha'tfilasa, v'tachov kol gufa v'tishtof b'mayim cham v'mishas chafifas gufa v'sara. So the Mechaber Zivalef lists all that as components of the preparation process. Hadacha, Srika, Iyim / Bedika, and Chafifa B'mayim Kamen. And the Taz and Siddhitar argue whether nowadays Iyim is an independent requirement, it's a Nichla and Chafifa fine. And then in Sif Gimel, the Mechaber is talking about this man Chafifa. And in the end, v'chei min akasher sh'af v'shachaf v'fatisa ima masik l'beis ha'tfila v'tisrak sham. So the Siddur Tara initially assumes that that's talking about a later stage. He didn't do srika beforehand. So apparently, that's not ma'akev. What is ma'akev? You'd have to do pispus instead of srika. So the Mechaber didn't spell that out anywhere, that pispus is a stand-in or a equally effective tool as being sareit, which is what the Ramban held. So the Siddur Tara thinks, no, that's what he means. You had to do something before, but if you did pispus, that's enough, and then it's only a min akasher to do srika b'masrik later, but that's not li'ikufa. And then he writes, v'gani yishlamar, da'afal gav, da'lokath of etisrok, sham shenis, v'yikamaka m'meila muvan, Shagam Itchila Haisa Sarakas. Now, no, that even though it didn't say that she comes for the second time, but maybe that's what it meant. That obviously she was Sarakas the first time, because that's part of the definition of Chafifa. And now the Minakasher is to do it a second time. But doing it the first time, that's Mikra Din. That's not a Minakasher. And he says, Luvush writes that explicitly. Min akasher sh'afapi sh'chafafa b'beisa tisa ima masrek l'beisa tefila v'tachser v'tisrak atzma sham ad kam l'shona. V'tachser v'tisrak atzma sham should do it again. Again means he did it once before. Okay. So Sidur Tara leaves that as a question, what the real Kavanah Samachabra is. He says both possibilities. Ham Ikar Adin is Srika. Does Mechabra implicitly assume that Srika isn't Likuva? And you can do Pispus just as well. You can do Pispus B'Yadayim instead of Srika B'Masreik. And it's only a minute kosher to do Srika B'Masreik later on B'Veis HaTfila. Or is it understood that no, obviously he did Srika the first time, because that is Mikra Din. And the second time is a minute kosher to do it again before going to the mikvah. Please. Sure.
I think it would work for cows over.
I'm sorry?
The cow would come there.
Okay.
T-O-U-S-L.
Okay, the Chachmas Agam writes in Klal Kuf Kaf Os Beis. Vasrika tiyadavka b'shas rechitza v'chamin. She's done an active. The Srika has to be while you're watching. Aval nash masorak of afa b'beis on v'yom shpilo rechitza Elias Idicha, because that's what we referenced before, that she has to do the Srika in tandem with the Ritza. The Imla Saka Masre, actually, after a hate, become in Pistis of the Adaha. That if you only did Pispas and no Srika, so you lost that in Bailam. And then he says, no, maybe even if Lansa Bailam, you have to go back. If it's a Svek Sveka, you don't remember if you were Sorik or not. The case there is where she asked to borrow a comb. She doesn't remember she actually used it. So there's a svek sveka. Maybe she actually used it. And even if not, maybe a lach like the Ramban, a pispus is sufficient. But if you know for a fact that you didn't do sveka, then maybe that's even ma'ake b'di'evet, even if lansa in baila. So the Chachmas Adam is... fairly machmir, that the lack of srika may require going back to the mikveh even if kfar lansa in baila. Bavi Yashochan is Mako, Sivkat and Yud, that if there's no kum available, then you can rely on the Shita Saramban, which is essentially relying on the Sidur Tara's first reading of the Mechaber, that pispus is sufficient, that if you don't have a comb available, you can rely on combing with your fingers. And Rabbi Karp writes that if lo lansa yitzul baila, then better to go to the mikveh again, despite the fact that he acknowledges many makilim that ikar din you could assume like the Ramban. So as a lechachila matter, it's definitely important to use a comb, and in a shas atarik b'di'evet situation where a comb wasn't available, a woman didn't use a comb, so then you'd have to be done, whether you could be makel to rely on this Ramban if you did pispus without srika. The Maram Shik has a tshuva. Maram Shik, Arachayim Simen Ches. What happens if a woman goes to the mikveh Friday night and she forgot to comb her hair before Shabbos? So this is analogous to the shaila we'll discuss when we get to Chatzitza, the Machlokas Hashach and Mataz, about Netilas Sipernayim, what to do if a woman did not cut her nails before Shabbos, if she has a Friday night tefillah, to do a line in Mir L'Nachri. So here, maybe the same Shaila, maybe better, he says, because at worst, it's only a Psik Reshe, as opposed to the Tilos Yipanai, which is definitely, it might be a Malacha Shem Sekula Gufa, but it's definitely a Malacha, as opposed to here, it's only Malacha de Psik Reshe. He has a Rechus on the topic, Tzadim Lakan Lakan, but his conclusion is that you can rely on a Mir Lanachri just as you would rely on a Mir Lanachri by Netilas Tzipranayim, with the following caveat, that he says, if you can have the Lanachri in your hair, but if in the context of combing they actually find knots that need to be unknotted, so then it'd be better to do that. The Nafi should do that with her hands, and not with the kli. And you should do it in such a way that you're not misayaya, just as we say in the context of Netilas Tzipranai. So that's Mar Shik's discussion. Rabbi Forst thinks that's the best solution on the circumstances, that you could have the Nachri do the combing, but if there are any knots, you take that out with the hand, which knocks the Malacha down. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Avayashiv, that Avayashiv said, in the Ikaradin, you could rely on the Ramban and just do pispus. But he said it'd be better to delay the tefillah if possible. Although he quotes Rabbi Yashiv as acknowledging that maybe doing it ayudei nachri, where there's no misayaya, would be acceptable as well. And that's what the Baal Yeshulchan Paskins and Beurim Tesefei, that you could do it ayudei nachri as long as you're careful not to actively be misayaya. So we'll discuss more of that when we get to the more classic context of cutting fingernails on Shabbos. Okay. Now, as we noted last time, most Rishonim are Cholok and Rabbeinu Tam, and most Rishonim assume that the requirement of Chafif is not only Bisar Harosh, but hair in other parts of the body as well. And that's what the Mechaber begins the seven with. Sricha ladiach beis hashachri beis hastarim shala b'mayim. And we saw the Shachir quotes the series of Rishonim that are cholik on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Morgenstern notes that the Rishonim that talk about hair on the other part of the body talk about Beis Astarim, Beis Ashachi, Beis Makam Erva, Beis Erva. Like, for example, the Rashi on Samuk Vavam Beis. Diva Maskal Kmateha, Beis Ashachi, Beis Astarim. But we shouldn't don't talk about eyebrows. So is there a requirement of Chafifa for eyebrows? It's also an area of hair. He quotes from Rav Yashiv that since it's not mutzli to have chatzitzas or knots on eyebrow hair, then there's no requirement for shrika or pispas on eyebrows. Okay. Shuvas Marilla Chadasha Simin Sadi Gimel Ostalid. Marilla Chadasha Simin Sadi Gimel Ostalid. Minag Lirchoth Begigis Bemayim Kodan Tfila. The minag is to wash yourself in a bathtub before Tfila. Achein Yesh Nashim Mizalzalos Vahochos Abeis Amerchats. There are some women that are Mizalzal in this mikvah, in this minag. And they go to the Beis HaMerchatz. Meaning they're not going to the bathtub before tefillah, they're going straight to the Beis HaMerchatz. Yesh machmas kula v'yesh machmas dochek anius. V'lo yafa osos. Amnam ein likros lazalei mishlokach. Ki im nedakta goes lachos l'shafshev ulegarer b'chol makomos. V'lo chosham ayidei hagios v'sharsas v'beis HaMerchatz. Tuchalachos b'tol v'chol makom. So, the women who were mezalzos and minhag of using of going into a bathtub, or whatever the medieval equivalent was, and instead they would just wash themselves not in a bathtub. They wash themselves with water out in not submerging themselves in water as part of the chafifa process. So he says it's not great. But you shouldn't be kari laz as long as they're medakek to do the chafifa properly and to cover all the areas of the body that require chafifa. And even if you don't have a bathtub, it's possible to do that if you're careful. But that is the common practice, the recommended practice, to wash the entire body in a bathtub as part of the chafifa process. Now the Shach writes in Sifat and Zion, the Medinos Elu Nogos the Shate Filachov Lirkos Vilisrael Kakol Bebeis HaMerchatz Samachi Ad Latvila. So the meaning in his time and place was that women would do all the preparations at the mikvah in the Beis HaMerchatz. Benachanu, and the Shach thinks that's an appropriate practice not to do the preparation at home, but to do the preparation at the mikvah. And the Orach HaShulchan in his time writes as much in Sifkat and Yugimel, Etzleinu eina osa bebeis haklum, v'kol osa b'merchatz, that the women would not do the preparation at home, they would do the preparation beis HaMerchatz. Now the Maril has the contrast between preparing at home and preparing the beis HaMerchatz. But the trust isn't the location so much as the quality of the preparation. As his contrast is between using a bathtub or a gigas, which typically would be at home, which he says is a better type of preparation, as opposed to going to the Beis HaMerchatz and preparing there, where it's a inferior quality preparation. But it doesn't sound like the Maril's kepeda is in the location. The kepeda is in the quality of the preparation. The Shach and the Leinu Orach HaShulchan note that in their times the minhag was to do all the preparation in the Beis HaMerchatz, and they view that as commendable, at least the Shach says of Anachanu. Rabbi Forst has a R.O., which sounds correct, that in earlier times, could be the reason the Shach preferred doing the preparation of the mikvah was twofold. Number one, in his time, as opposed to what the Maril writes, it could be that people didn't have the ability to do the preparation as well at home as in the Beis HaMerchatz as at the mikvah. They may not have had the kind of bathtub or equivalent that would lend itself to doing a proper chafifa, and they'd be better equipped to do the chafifa in the mikvah or on the mikvah premises. And number two, it used to be that to walk from your home to the mikvah, it could have been you'd have to walk on muddy roads, and there'd be potential for having a new chatzitza that could adhere to the body between the time you do the preparation at home and the time you go to the mikvah. So neither of those considerations are relevant nowadays anymore, and therefore there shouldn't be the same level of potential kepeda against doing the preparation at home at a time. So bottom line, that's perhaps a personal preference or perhaps a situational preference. There are situations in which doing the preparation at home could compromise the tznius of going to the mikvah, depending on who else is in the home. And in that situation, doing the preparation of the mikvah would definitely be preferable. On the other hand, a woman may feel more belachas at the mikvah than at home. So there's a preference to do it at home, not to have that lachas. Or nowadays, people are more concerned hygienically to do as much as possible at home. That's obviously valid as well. So nowadays, I don't believe there's any real capacity either way. Whatever the preference is, they're both acceptable. Yeah.
Just two questions. In terms of the amount of reels like merging in the bathtub,
mm-hmm.
so are our showers equivalent to, or is it like, is it actually submerging? And also, do Nicholas have bathtubs?
Yes. Nicholas had bathtubs, and his gigas. I mean, the contrast sounds like between a bath and it's less than a shower, but there's probably pour water over someone. The gigas is a tub which is full of water, and you can submerge your body—not like dump, but you can keep your whole body in that tub of water, as opposed to what he refers to as a practice in the Beis Americas, which sounds like people pouring water over you, which would be.
Would that be the equivalent of a shower?
Every day. I don't think it's as good as a shower. I think our shower is probably better than having the sheresses here pouring water over you.
Right.
But as a l'chachila matter, we assume that the chafifa is more effective if you have a bath. Okay.
But when is in a place where there is no bath available, do we
assume shower? I think so. If it's a real... And nowadays, come out, you don't have that kind of situation because Nicholas will have.
I don't know the material. I don't know if this, but can it come up here in a place like, I don't know, let's say you're in the mountains and camp for the summer, or then your access to Nicola is, your access to Nicola is,
The practice on some of the clouds will have the ability to do the full preparation there, but. It could come up and make it like the Maril indicated that would be a kasher fee if you do it carefully. Okay, let's begin the sugya of Zman Chafifa. But we're going to have to leave most of it for Kassa. Okay, the Gemara on Zayin Amud Zayin, we'll go backwards a little bit later. 5 lines from the bottom. The Gemara has, Ibailahu Isha Mar Shetachuf Belaila, Vititba Belaila. May a woman do Chafifa at night and Tfila at night. Mar Zutra Oser, Rav Chinan Amisur Ashari. Amr Lehi, Rav Adda, Rav Chinan Amisur, Lav Hachi Av Uvda, Bidvisu, Da Abba Mari, Resh Kalusa. So wasn't this the Maisa with Abba Mar, Resh Kalusa, the Ikut, Abba Mar, Resh Kalusa's wife, the Ikut, that there was a Ketata, there was a fight, and she didn't want to go to the Mikvah. Also, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Lefi Yusuf, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who was related, came to be Mephayasar, but Amalei, Mai Isay, Hashta, Tiski, Vaisi, Lamachar. So what's the big deal if I go to the Mikvah tomorrow? Mike Amrlay, Amar, Dodi Khasar, Tishniki Khasar, Avi Khasar, are you lacking the ability to go to the mikvah now? And can you not do Khafifa? Are you lacking an Evet to bring the water? Are you lacking Kedera to heat up the water? Are you lacking a stool to sit on? Darish Rava, Isha Khafefis Bar Shabbos with development of Shabbos. Amrlay Pavla Rava, Vashalach Ravin Bigars, he didn't send in a letter. Isha lo tacha b'er Shabbos to b'motzei Shabbos. That a woman should not do chafifa on er Shabbos to go to b'motzei Shabbos. V'tam alas b'cha. Heya chafefes b'yom etavelas b'layla. How do you ever do chafifa in the daytime and go to the mikvah at night? Tabi'in and tekev l'chafifa tfila v'leka. Hader oki rava mora la v'dara shvan shemayt l'znekem talasein b'yadi. V'aram kach amru mishmeder av Yochanan. Isha lo tacha b'er Shabbos v'teis b'motzei Shabbos. A woman shouldn't do chafifa erev Shabbos going to make from Motzai Shabbos. V'tal matzvucha hef chafefes b'yom tevelas b'layla. Abin and sabach chafifa tefila v'leka. V'hilchasa isha chafefes b'yom tevelas b'layla. Hilchasa isha l'tacha v'lo b'layla. Kasha hilchasa hilchasa. Lo kasha ha de efshar ha de lo efshar. Okay. So what is the nidon in the Gemara here? Let's start with the initial shayla. Isha Mar Shetachuf Belaila, Vetitbal Belaila. May a woman do Chafifa night and go to the mikvah at night. Says Rashi, Ma'a shetachu b'layla, b'layla tfilasa. May a woman do chafifa on layla tfila. Mi amina mitoch shem meharis tfilasa, lo chayfa shaper. Do we say that because a woman's in a rush to go to the mikvah, she's not going to do a proper chafifa? So are you allowed to do chafifa b'layla tfila? Maybe we should be concerned that the woman's going to do a rush job and it won't be a proper chafifa. Okay, now hold on for a second. Look at Rashi, and that's Omer, V'tamal Atzlecha, Heach Isha Chafemfes Bayom Balayla. Says Rashi, Shari Bekoshi Hitiru L'Harchik Chafifasa Mitfilasa Kokach. That even in a normal situation, the koshi hitiru to separate the chafifa from the tefillah, to allow the chafifa bayom, ella mishum di chafifa b'leil tefillasa, emer lo chayfa shaper. Only because there's a concern that if the woman does chafifa at night, then it won't be a good job. Mishum de meharasa tefillasa mitosh shemahum alavesa. So what emerges from these Rashis is that according to Rashi, on a me'ikra din l'chachila ideal level, really the chafifa should be a night because you have to be masmich the chafifa to the tefillah. However, there's an alternate consideration that if you're going to allow chafifa a night, then it may be a rush job. So for that reason, as a practical lechachila, we tell you to do chafifa bayom. So on the ikra din theoretical level, chafifa should better be done at night because you want to be some of the chafifa to the tefillah. However, because of the concern of the rush job, that should be mehumah lebesa, we tell you that in practice, the lechachila is to do chafifa bayom. And then it's only in a situation where you can't do chafifa bayom, then we revert back to what would have originally been the ikra din consideration recommendation of doing tefillah. And that's the conclusion of the Maria. The Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, one Maimer says, Chafetis Bayon Tevels Balayla. One Maimer says, Lo Tachem Ala Balayla. Lo Kasha Had the Afshar Had the Lo Afshar, says Rashi. Had the Afshar Lacha Bayon Chafetis Bayon. Where it's possible to do Chafifa Bayon, we do Chafifa Bayon. That is a practical Lechachila, because if we do Chafifa at night, she might be Muhumma Labesa. Had the Lo Afshar Lacha Bayon. Where it's Eashar to do the Chafifa Bayom, as in Mosei Shabbos, Mosei Yantiv, where you can't on Shabbos and Yantiv. So then we revert back to that which would have been in the Ikra Din, originally, of doing Chafifa Balayla. Here's after Rashi understands the Gemara. The Gemara initially asks, can you do Chafifa Balayla? Because in practice, we're concerned that she'll be muhumah labesa, which is why, as a practical matter, the lechachil is to do chafifa bayom, unless it's lo efshar, unless it's a Mosei Shabbos, Mosei Yantiv tefillah, where you can't do chafifa bayom, then we go back to what would have been the ikra din to begin with, of doing chafifa balayla. Okay, that's Rashi. In Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Kach, he quotes Rashi. Et And if you look about 12 lines into the Tosos, or 15 lines into the Tosos, Tosos writes, Mikamakam leperish Rashi nira, demutar lachov belel tfila, ela shetov la yoser lachov bayom, mneisha muhuma lebesa. Now, according to Rashi, a woman could always do the chafifa balayla, but it's preferable to do it by yom. So chafifa would be mutaris balayla, but it's preferable to do it by yom. V'chein mashma nida ka'amar isha chafefes bayom, v'lo ka'amar isha lo tachof el bayom. Ka'amar isha lo tachof el balayla. So it doesn't say Isha Tachof El Bayom, it says Isha Chofefes Bayom. If it said Ein Isha Chofefes El Bayom, that would mean you can't do it at night. Isha Chofefes Bayom is Ola Chachila. It's preferable to do it in the daytime, but if she did it at night, that's acceptable. V'chei Mashma L'El B'uvda D'Bei Resh Galusa D'Motir Lachof B'Lel Tfila. And that's what it sounds like for the Maaser of Resh Galusa. Rav Nachman was, Bar Yitzchak was pushing her to go to the mikveh at night, even though she hadn't done chafifa bayom. V'lo nistaber l'fluge mishum de'ikot. Don't say that that's only because there's a k'tata case that he allowed her to do chafifa b'alayla. V'de maaser mi'hu uvda d'nida chavavis b'alayla mashva apalonis. Okay. That's what Tosfos understands Rashi, that L'chachila do bayom, but it's kasher, even be'efshar would be kasher b'layla, and you could do it b'layla just as well. The Sidrei Tara in Sifkat Yidal raises a question according to Rashi. If a woman didn't do chafifa bayom, b'mezid, would Rashi allow her to do chafifa b'layla? The Tosfos seems pretty clear the answer would be yes. Even in the Tosfos understanding of the Resh Galusa Maisa, where there was a katata and Shidafka didn't do chafifa bayom where she could have, but Nachman Bar Yisra said you could do it at night. And that's how Tosfos understands Rashi, that l'chachila bayom, but belayla would also be acceptable. Okay. And as we'll see, the Shach in Sifkat and Vav assumes that the pashtus of the sugya is like Rashi. And that seems to be the maskana, the simple understanding of the maskana of the earlier Gemara. The earlier Gemara, halfway Samos Zayin Mebeis, Amr of Huna, Isha chafefes ba'echa b'shabes v'tevels v'shlishi b'shabes. Shekein isha chafefes ba'er shabes v'tevels v'motzei shabes. So just as in a low efshar situation, you could have a gap of 2 days between the chafif and tefila, so too in an efshar situation. And the Gemara goes on to have other scenarios of efshar versus e-efshar. And the Gemara's conclusion is Darsh Maramer, Hilchos Sukkah Rav Chisuk in the Torah of Yemar, that we learn out the low Efshar from Efshar from low Efshar. And you could have that gap between Tevila, between Chafifa and Tevila. So the simple reading of the Gemara says the Shach is that in all these scenarios, you could do chafifa bayom. So that points to saying that chafifa bayom is preferable. And then tells us, of course, the shows us Rav Chai Pasha Zacharemos Pirsha Had Efsher Lachuk Bereil Tefila Shehu Chol Lo Tarchei Chafifa Mitzvila Klal. So the Shiltos has the opposite reading of the Maskan Sigmar. What does Efsher mean? So now, as Rashi says, Efsher to do Chafifa Bayom. Efsher is you can do Chafifa Belayla. If you can do Chafifa Belayla on a regular weekday, then Lo Tarchei Chafifa Mitzvila Klal. If it's possible to do Chafifa Belayla, then Lechachila you do Belayla. I feel in my yom kohen chol, even if it's a regular weekday, lo tachah fella b'layla. The lo afshar kigon shalel tefila yom tov shabbos. Ah, tachah b'yom shalof nei tefila. I feel in yom shalof nei tefila kmokin yom tov shabbos. Ah, tachah me'er shabbos and me'er yom tov. So the shilta says the opposite. Had the afshar, if it's possible to do tefila b'layla, you do tefila b'layla on a regular weekday, even though you could do it by yom. If it's Iyashid to do tefillah b'alayla, namely going to the mikvah on Yom Tov Shabbos, so then you have no choice but to do tefillah b'ayom. Okay, so that's Machlokas Rashi and the Shiltos. How to read the Sugya. Is it a chachila in practice to do chafifa bayom? Is a chafifa in practice to do? Is it a chachila in practice to do chafifa bayom, or is it a chachila in practice to do chafifa balayla? The Rambam Parik Beis Mitzvos Halacha Tazayin. We read it before, but let's focus on the second part of the Rambam. In Efshel Alach of Belayla of Lippa Miyad, back in the Chachilah in Shabbat, so that is Chafifa Belayla. L'shachak em ne'oli Chofef as a few Be'er Shabbos v'tovel. The top situation is where Tzvila is Shabbos, and you can do Chafifa in Shabbos. The Lecha, you can do Chafifa by that one day, and not Lahalacha. And then just to call, Tosfos is on the Rosh, quote, mid woman, of our woman, to start the Chafifa Bayom, and to continue into the Laila in such a way that they're Mekayim both Shitas Rashi and the Shiltos. You're Mekayim Rashi by doing the Chafifa Bayom, you're Mekayim the Shiltos by being Mamshech to the night so that you're not compromising on the Smichas Chafifa L'Tvila. You start in the daytime, but that takes care of the Mehumah, the basic consideration of Rashi, and you continue into the night so that you can still be Masmich the Chafifa to the Tvila. Okay, let's stop here for today, and then we'll pick up Mirza Shem on Monday with the rest of the Simon and the Sugya of Zman Chafifa, and then we'll break for our Bechina. No, I sent a new Marmakomos. I had forgotten to send it. I didn't realize I hadn't sent it earlier, so I shared it last night, but that was for what we just started now, and we'll go into Monday. Okay.